Now, there's no doubt that there are many health benefits to a well-planned vegetarian diet, and you live longer as well. But in most parts of Western society, vegetarians are in a minority, say between 2 and 10%. But this could change, thanks to the rapidly increasing spread of an Australian tick. For some people, one bite from this tick makes them allergic to meat, and for the rest of their lives. The tick is the Australian paralysis tick. It lives along the east coast of Australia, from Lakes Entrance in Victoria up to well past Cooktown in far north Queensland. The adult ticks are about 4 millimetres across, and they attach themselves to plants and then jump onto a passing bandicoot or human. They'll crawl up inside your clothing and get some blood from you by biting through your skin, usually on the head and neck. In most cases, you'll get a little local itching and swelling. Now, this is not an allergic reaction. But sometimes, there'll be inflammation at the site of the tick bite combined with a large swelling, and both the swelling and the inflammation will last for several days. In this case, you have had a mild allergic reaction to the tick bite. But every now and then, you will have the major life-threatening allergic reaction known as anaphylaxis. Anaphylaxis can cause a rash all over your body. Swelling of your tongue and throat, which makes it difficult to breathe, vomiting and diarrhea, and a serious fall in blood pressure. In short, you are at major risk of dying. Anaphylaxis is a medical emergency. Back in the year 2007, Associate Professor Cheryl Van Noonan, an immunologist at Sydney's Royal North Shore Hospital, wrote up her remarkable observations. Her paper discussed a small cluster of 25 patients who had been bitten by the Australian paralysis tick. Several months after the bite, suddenly, out of the blue, they all had an allergic reaction to eating meat. 17 of the 25 patients had one or more of the serious symptoms of swelling of the tongue, constriction of the throat, difficulty in breathing, plus an audible wheeze when they tried to breathe. Surprisingly, none of them had reported a major allergic reaction to the original tick bite. Finally, after a lot of work, the immunologists, and don't forget, they're the really clever doctors, seem to have solved the mystery of the meat allergy. It starts with a not very sweet sugar called galactose. We humans can eat it just fine. When you combine galactose with a sugar called glucose, you get lactose. That's the sugar in breast milk. The trouble begins when you combine two galactose molecules together in a rather special way to make a bigger sugar called galactose alpha 1,3 galactose, commonly called alpha gal. All mammals carry alpha gal, except for the humans and the higher primates. In fact, it turns out that we can be allergic to it. So here's the scenario. A bandicoot, or another cute animal, is playing happily somewhere on the east coast of Australia. The Australian paralysis tick bites it to get a meal of blood, and some of the alpha gal from the bandicoot gets into the gut of the tick. After a while, the tick feels hungry again and bites a human, and some of that alpha gal from the bandicoot gets transferred into the human. Now, many Australians get bitten by ticks, but very few then go on to get the allergy to meat. So something happens in this human, and we don't know what, and their immune system slowly cranks into action. After a delay, somewhere between 1 and 6 months after the initial tick bite, they have another regular meal involving meat. But on this occasion, they get an allergic reaction, and in some cases, they can die from a full-blown anaphylactic reaction unless they can get medical treatment in time. This allergic meat reaction will be set off by pork, beef, lamb, and even whale meat, but not by fish or chicken, because they are not mammals. It can also be set off by some marshmallows if they contain beef gelatin. Today, Associate Professor Van Noonan is seeing about 2 cases each week of tick-caused meat allergy, and has over 500 patients with this condition on her books. In more ways than one, these people could literally, and I do mean literally, die for a steak.